This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Over the next 10 years, there are going to be 1,400 fewer shoemakers in this country than there are right now. That's what the Bureau of Labor Statistics says anyway. A cold, somewhat antiseptic item. Not unlike, I dare say, the shoes you are wearing. Made overseas, probably mass-produced in a factory somewhere. So today, as part of our series on disappearing jobs, shoes like they used to be made, custom-fitted, made to order by hand. The hands, in this case, of Raul Ojeda. We spoke in his workshop just a couple of weeks ago.
I'll tell you, when you walk in this door, it smells like leather and wood and polish. I mean, it smells great.
Yeah, no, it's so sad that we don't smell that anymore because we work here every day. This is a great shop. It's got really high ceilings and great ventilation, but those particular scents stay in the air, and it's really good.
Shoemaking is not a thing you find out in the economy much anymore, bespoke shoemaking like you do, and much less with a young guy like yourself. What does it mean that it's disappearing a little bit from this economy?
It has always been almost a passed down through generations thing, more so than something you learn in school. And for a long time, I've experienced that in my own ethnic group. Our parents decided they were going to work really hard and give us some money to go to school so that we didn't have to work as hard as they did. I think that was a big mistake because now you have kids of my age that don't know how to do anything. You don't have a lot of craftsmen being trained by their families anymore.
What's the most surprising thing about this job, the thing that nobody really knows?
Well, I think what's more surprising to me is that a lot of people don't know about the existence of shoe repair shops. I get a lot of first-timers like, oh, I never knew I could do this to my shoe. That's always gives us huge potential possibilities because if before you knew that you could fix your shoes, you would never get them fixed. And now you may start to actually take care of them.
Now, if I walk in the door and I say, Raul, I want you to make me a pair of shoes, what's going to happen? What are you going to do?
Well, really, we need to have a conversation of what you're going to use the shoe for, how often you're going to use it, and what's really the reason you want to get the shoe.
I'm going to wear them once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, because I want to splurge, and I'm going to wear them in an office casual environment. A nice brown leather monk strap, right? I don't want lace-ups. I want monk straps. Actually, this is true. I've been dying for a good pair of monk strap shoes.
You should see our classic a double monk strap that is just beautiful.
Now, how much is that going to cost me?
Oh, boy.
With the understanding that I'm making an investment, right? I mean, you go buy a suit, you go buy a nice pair of shoes, it's an investment.
The first shoe, it will run you $1,600.
Okay, that's not cheap.
That's not cheap. That will be probably the best fitted shoe you'll have.
Yeah. So now I have to convince my wife that I'm going to spend $1,600 on a pair of shoes? Is that where we are?
You know, I was thinking for a long time. You know how when you go to the car dealership, you go see that other guy for financing? We need to get one of those, like, come talk to this guy to sign you up for a credit card, you know, for your bespoke shoes. The idea, though, is to really fill everyone with the idea that you can no longer buy shoes from the store.